you remember telling the police that Surnamu was angry and frustrated that day?
Yeah, she was upset with her brother because she wanted to turn off that movie, and her brother didn't let her.
And she said that she was going to go to her aunt's, and she packed a bag, didn't she?
It's not that she was angry and she's going to leave. She never been to her aunt's house. So she want to be there. She want to go to visit her aunt.
Now, when you knew she was missing, you did what any good dad would do. You started looking for her and knocking on people's doors, didn't you?
Everywhere.
When you knocked on people's doors who didn't speak Karen, how did you communicate with them?
I didn't knock the people that don't speak my language.
You didn't knock on Aurora Gongora's door? Aurora Gongora. I'm sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly.
Aurora Gongora. Aurora Gongora. Because she was like across the hallway to my apartment.
How were you able to communicate with her?
A friend of mine who helped me to research for my daughter helped me to communicate with that person.
Who was your friend?
Madame Daniel.
Okay. And you ultimately went to Isar's house, correct?
I didn't go to Isar's. I went to Kunu's house.
To speak to Kunu and the rest of the roommates?
I asked Michi special.
And by that point, you've been looking for a long time, hadn't you?
Yes.
You had to be getting really scared.
I was so worried, and I didn't go to work. I don't sleep. I didn't eat.
When you spoke to Kunu and the rest of the roommates, did you tell them how scared you were and ask for their help?
They didn't even pay attention, and they didn't think that I lost my daughter.
So they didn't help you look for her at all?
No, they didn't help me. They kept watching their video, and only me and Mong Tung Sing that I was talking about. Yeah, he helped me.
Did they offer to let you look around their house?
Oh, the
The roommates, Kunu and the roommates?
Kunu and Imo.
Did you ask them for help or did they just sort of ignore you?
Well, I actually didn't ask for help, and I know all of these people, they're working all day too. So I didn't bother them, and I didn't see any sign of my daughter's clothes or shoes or nothing there, so I just left.
Okay. Now, the next day, you ended up going and doing an interview with the police, didn't you?
Yes.
And you had someone by the name of Paul Van Dyke go with you to that interview, correct?
Yes.
Who's Mr. Van Dyke?
Mr. Dyke is helping my resettlement here. So just help our friends.
Is he a service missionary?
Yeah, at that time.
But he also happens to be an attorney, doesn't he?
Okay.
Do you know what an attorney does in the United States? But he went to help you with this interview, didn't he?
I went with him.
And part of that was because by the time you did your interview, you hadn't had any sleep at all, had you? Do you remember who did the interpretation for that interview?
So there's two interpreters, Cosimo and Justin.
Those were the interpreters for that interview?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't that guy right there?
When I went to the police station.
When you went to the police station, Mom interpreted?
Okay, Mom, okay, yes, okay, yeah.